Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
My work never ends. Never ends. Spreading the gospel of the good life alpha male pleasure maneuvers. My work never ends, battling the enemies of pleasure, the enemies of truth, the enemies of meat, the enemies of cigars, the enemies of straws, the enemies of plastic, you name it. Add to the list. It's going to be coffee. It's going to be caffeine. The list goes on. Oh, fossil fuels. Can't forget that. The list goes on and on and on. I am jammed after last week's Cigar Dave, National Bourbon Heritage Month. Mega bourbon tasting maneuver show with, 24 different bourbons and multiple bourbon and American whiskey related libations. And a lot of items that I've had to delay, but I'm going to get to as many today as possible. We are jammed. We are locked and loaded. Can you say that anymore? You're damn right we can, because we are not politically correct here on the Cigar Dave Show. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper. Delectatio, always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure, your global five-star commanding general and alpha male-in-chief from Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City, my palatial office and studio loaded with cigars, fully stocked bar, several poles that retract from the ceiling for the 32 members of the harem to entertain me between breaks. Make sure that I am properly pleasured, properly relieved of any stress that may occur during broadcast maneuvers. As always, I welcome you to make sure that you follow us along at CigarDave.com. Upper right-hand corner, you'll see all the social media feeds, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter at Cigar Dave Show. Email me, CigarDave@CigarDave.com. A plethora of ways to communicate with us. Sergeant Steve, did I hear you open up your microphone there momentarily?
Yes, I must interrupt you, General. We've had a whistleblower complaint. Actually, let me correct myself. We've had multiple whistleblower complaints that I have placed on your desk.
Actually, when you said one, I'm surprised there's just one. A whistleblower, so multiple. Wait, it's on the right side of my desk here. I see it in a folder. By the way, Sergeant Steve, nice way to identify it. Whistleblower reports. Very, very nice. Very organized, I must say. All right, let's see what we have here. First whistleblower complaint says, let's see, I saw the global general cook, discuss, and eat massive quantities of meat products, including ribeye steaks, hamburgers, fillets, ribs, beer can chicken, salmon, and Salem's hot dogs. This is offensive to many vegans thus a whistleblower complaint being made. Okay, well, first of all, on that, let me just say right off the bat, I am proudly guilty. Yes, if I offended any vegans, I am very happy about that. I am guilty as charged. If you want to impeach, by the way, we do have a formal impeachment procedure here at the Cigar Dave Show and the Alpha Male Entertainment Network. If a majority of our alphas that are listening would like to vote on impeachment of this five-star, you may do so. And a majority means I just go away. That's it. But I have a feeling I will win the vote, with the exception, probably unanimously, with the exception of a couple of beta stragglers and enemies of pleasure that will want to infiltrate the vote. So you are free at any time. If you want me to go, send me an email, cigardave@cigardave.com. Sergeant Steve, why don't you put up a poll? Why don't you put up a poll at Twitter that says, should I be impeached? But wait, as Ron Popeil would say, there's more. There's more whistleblower complaints that I must get to. The second whistleblower complaint states that he heard me disparaging wussified beta males. Again, guilty as charged. Not only did I probably disparage beta males, I probably ripped them to shreds. In fact, I know what I probably said. I have zero respect for wussified beta males. They're pathetic. They're just one notch above the lowest life form on Earth. Anybody want to guess what the lowest life form on Earth is? I won't even say it, because I know that we have a few Democrats that actually listen to the show. So I won't even say it, but you can just imagine what I think the lowest form of life on Earth is. Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff. What's the name, Schiff? Yeah, Schiff, Shifty Schiff. Got to make sure it's two Fs, not something else. We don't want to jeopardize any license. It's Adam Schiff. No T at the end, just Schiff. All right, here's the last one. This whistleblower says, while out and about at a well-known cigar lounge, he witnessed the general berate a male after going to purchase a cigar. The said male's wife told him he could not buy more than one cigar. And at that point, the general looked and said, I'd give you a cigar, but after watching that performance with your wife, you are a pathetic, wussified beta, and I would only give you a complimentary cigar if you grew a set of nads and started acting like an alpha, thus triggering an offensive moment on said beta male. Again, I am proudly guilty as charged. Every one of those whistleblower complaints is absolutely true. Sergeant Steve, feel free to put up an impeachment poll. Should I be impeached for, number one, proudly grilling and eating meat products, offending vegans? Number two, disparaging beta males. And number three, disparaging a wussified beta male by telling him I would give him a cigar if he grew a set of nads and acted like an alpha male to his wife. Frankly, I think I'm going to win the vote. I could be 99.9 to 0.1%. That's how big it is. No chance. No chance I'm going to lose that vote. I feel very, very confident in that. So I am guilty on all charges. Proudly, I might add. I have said to you on this show many times, we are witnessing an entire generation of youths, or as they would say on My Cousin Vinny, youths, Your Honor. Youths that have been brainwashed into thinking weather is going to kill them. We're now seeing a generation of kids that are being brainwashed in grade school, middle school, high school, college campuses by teachers and professors that are overly dramatizing the effects of supposed climate change, stating that we only have 10 years, 12 years to go, that CO2 levels are rising, that sea levels are rising like crazy. And now what they are doing is they are essentially creating an entire generation, not only of brainwashed youths, but of mentally disturbed and depressed brainwashed youth. And here's a perfect example A woman, 16-year-old girl, actually. Actually, Sergeant Steve, I'm going to change up the program a little bit because I want to get into, Greta Thunberg. Before I get in, I was going to talk about a new study about meat, but I'm going to change it around here. Greta Thunberg, you have seen her. She is the 16-year-old Swedish girl. I'm from Sweden, yeah. My name is Greta Thunberg. I'm from Sweden, yeah. Yeah. Let's see some blondes with some Swedish meatballs. Now, 16-year-old Swedish girl who's on this worldwide climate change tour, she sailed across the Atlantic Ocean in some form of electrically powered boat or solar powered boat. I don't know how long it took, 2 weeks to cross. 16 years old. Meanwhile, all the staff that is working with her, it's amazing. She has a staff, there's handlers. They flew. They used all sorts of carbon to fly from Sweden and Europe over to New York. And she came to attend the UN Climate Action Summit several weeks ago. Now, I get a kick out of this. You're going to send a 16-year-old girl. By the way, why isn't she in school? She should be in school. You're telling me that a 16-year-old girl on her own is going to cross the Atlantic. She's going to go speak to the UN. She's going to get all this publicity, make a speech, and we've got excerpts of her speech that we will play. Gives all these statistics, and you are going to tell me this is her and only her motivation, her only, she's the only one that came up with this. She is being handled. Her parents should be thrown in the clink for child abuse. And I'll tell you why. Greta Thunberg is nothing more than a mouthpiece for her parents and all the other climate change activists coming up with this cockamamie climate change, a faux science, fake science, being backed by all sorts of groups to the tunes of millions of dollars. You tell me, how did she get all that? How did she afford that to have a boat cross the Atlantic, some sort of a solar-powered boat? Tell me that. How does she have a staff? Who's paying for that? Her hotels, her meals. Who's paying for that? Her parents? I don't think so. Parents are being used. And so is Greta Thunberg, 16-year-old. This girl has Asperger's syndrome. She's autistic. She's been diagnosed with ADHD. She has other mental issues. And I'm not bringing that up as a negative. I'm bringing that up as fact. Why would you push any girl with those mental issues in front of giant crowds? Why would you use her like a puppet, like a prop, which is exactly what the adults and her parents are doing? I just heard a couple of days ago, she's now supposedly the front runner for a Nobel Peace Prize. I believe the award is, what, $1.5 million? Some huge amount of money? You can be sure cha-ching, her parents will cash in on that deal. Greta probably won't see a cent of it. It'll go to the parents. But this celebrity teen climate activist, all over the place. And in fact, when you look at her, that she was on at various locations throughout New York, and when you just watch her, you could tell there's some serious mental issues. Now, you love the libstream media because they love to hide behind kids like this. They love to use her as a prop. But when somebody wants to criticize what she has to say, or that she is being used as a prop because of her mental issues, what do these people do? What does the compliant liberal stream media do? They immediately say, you can't criticize her. You're criticizing a 16-year-old with mental issues. You're cyberbullying her. You're bullying her. So they love to trot her out and use her as a prop. But if somebody, now that she's in the public eye, has an issue with it, all of a sudden, you can't criticize her. You can't in any way, shape, or form berate her. You can't call to attention the fact that she's got all these mental issues. No, you're bullying her. Now, if you want to talk about somebody that has been brainwashed, Greta Thunberg, and she not only should she, if she wins the Nobel Peace Prize, but she should probably win an Emmy Award and an Academy Award for greatest performance of a child actor or actress. Here's what we got some excerpts from her address at the UN Climate Change Action Summit in New York City. This was several weeks ago. We've got three different cuts. First up, Sergeant Steve, let's hit cut number one.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean.
Why aren't you?
Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
I don't.
You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words.
Oh, no.
And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones.
Oh, good.
People are suffering.
No.
People are dying.
Say it isn't so.
Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear.
How dare you? Oh, what a performance. In fact, I believe, after that performance, we should bring out the Master Thespian.
And now, we bring you another Wussified Beta teaching moment from the world's greatest alpha, Master Thespian, Sir Davidus Generalis.
Oh! You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I am one of the lucky ones, for I may actually get a Nobel Prize, making me a millionaire. Or as Bernard Sanders would say, a billionaire, billionaire, a zillionaire. We'll talk more about Bernard and his healthcare crisis earlier this week, a little bit later on. But I bring back the Master Thespian, Sir Davidus Generalis. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing in front of us. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction. And all you can talk about is money, the greenback, dollars, euros, pounds. How dare you? How dare you? The earth is boiling. It has got a flu. It is rapidly, sea levels are rapidly rising. The science is crystal clear. And what are you doing? You are coming to us children and killing us. Oh, no. Say it isn't so. Talk about an Academy Award-winning performance, Greta Thunberg. Listen to her. Listen to the anger. I mean, this has got, I'm sure, first of all, there's no way in hell she wrote this. And I know she didn't write it because further on in her speech, and I will get to that, she lists all these different statistics. Most of them are complete, utter horse dropping. Nonsense. But listen, Sergeant Steve, hit that one more time. Listen to the anger in her voice and the drama. One more time, Sergeant Steve, cut one.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
How dare you?
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction. And all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear.
Okay, fairy tales of eternal economic growth. She doesn't have to go out and work. And by the way, how do you think she's going to get back from the United States to Sweden? She's not taking the boat back. Now what they're saying is she's going to fly back, but they're going to purchase carbon offsets. This is what the climate change nutcase wackadoodles. This is exactly what they hide behind. Oh, yes, we're going to fly, but we buy carbon offsets. What are carbon offsets? What a load of poppycock, carbon offsets. But this is how they justify. It's okay for them to travel, but not for you. We pick it up, cut number two.
There will not be any solutions or plans presented in line with these figures here today, because these numbers are too uncomfortable. And you are still not mature enough to tell it like it is. You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Ooh, I'm scared. I'm shaking in my boots. I'm shivering in my boots. She won't forgive us. Today's adults are betraying the world youth. Are you kidding me? We have more advancements in medicine, in science. In fact, if you look at the living standards around the world, they've gone up now. Are there pockets of areas where the living standard is still substandard? The answer is, of course. But this nonsense that they hide behind climate change, which is nothing more than a way to redistribute the de facto world wealth by climate policy, that's all it is. And in fact, Dr. Otmar Endenhofer, who was the head of the International Panel on Climate Change and co-chair of one of the working groups, stated, we, meaning the United Nations International Panel on Climate Change, redistribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy. One has to free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. This has almost nothing to do with environmental policy anymore. That's exactly right. They're honest. This is about transferring wealth to those that this small number of supposed climate change eco-activists deem worthy of having such wealth. That's all it is. The Leonardo DiCaprios, the other celebrities that say, oh, we've got Al Gore's that say, oh, the climate change is a disaster, the climate, the tides are rising, we're all going to be underwater. They have no problem traveling in private jets. They have no problem driving in SUVs and multiple SUVs with their security detail. But again, it's okay for them to live that way. It's okay for them to be wealthy, but it's not okay for you. Al Gore travels by private jet, and I have no problem with it. I love traveling by private aircraft. PAT, private air transportation, baby. It's a beautiful way to go. No problem. But then don't wag your finger and tell everyone that they need to do more while you are not doing anything. You're still living your life in your 18,000-square-foot mansion, burning up all sorts of fossil fuels, but hiding by saying, but I buy carbon offsets. Who cares? We have much more. We've got another cut from Greta Thunberg, and I'll tell you some of the statistics that she quotes here. And there's no way in hell when you read the speech, and we'll put the text up. We'll post it. There is no way in hell she wrote this speech herself. She is being used. She is a puppet, part of an entire generation that has been brainwashed, thinking the weather and climate is going to kill them. Nothing could be further than the truth. Drive your SUVs, fly in airplanes, continue to enjoy a fossil carbon lifestyle.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is an A.J. Fernandez sampler, including the Last Call Habano. This medium to full-bodied cigar is a personal favorite of A.J. Fernandez and has booming notes of spice with a woody undertone. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth. a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
General has just illuminated the No Pleasure Police sign. Enemies of pleasure may now return to their miserable lives.
Whenever I get worked up over the enemies of pleasure, these climate change wackadoodles, I can always be assured that my blood pressure will come down, I will be in a relaxed state of mind. When I hear some Gypsy Kings-type flamenco music, I believe this is Chico and the Gypsies, if I'm not mistaken, but close enough, yep. In fact, Chico was with the Gypsy Kings originally and then formed his own group, Chico and the Gypsies, that flamenco style. Always good to get me off the ledge, as they say. Let's continue talking about Greta Thunberg. I played two audio cuts from her speech at the UN Climate Action Summit several weeks ago. So we played cut number two. Sergeant Steve, let's play the last cut as she wrapped up her speech.
We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line. The world is waking up. And change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Who the hell is this girl to say, threaten us, that we draw the line. We're waking up. Change is coming whether you like it. What change? They all call for a fossil-free environment. Fossil-free energy, all renewables in the next 10 years. Well, let's, and I've said this over and over again, let's say we get rid of fossil fuels. No more gasoline, no more natural gas. Well, number one, how are you going to heat everybody's home? You're going to automatically change everybody to solar panels? That's not going to work. You get rid of every fossil fuel powered car. So everybody, let's say, goes to an electric powered car. Great. We go to a emissionless electric vehicle. Oh, one little problem, climate change kooks. You're going to have to build more power plants. You don't want nuclear. You don't want natural gas. That's a fossil fuel. You certainly don't want coal. You think you're going to power whatever it is, 150, 200 million vehicles by windmills, by solar? Good luck. The technology doesn't exist. You can't build enough windmills to do that. It doesn't work. It's not practical. Period. It does not work. But the gall of this 16-year-old girl, who, by the way, is just being used as a massive prop by these climate change groups that you know are being backed by the Soros types and all these other groups across the world. They're using her as a blatant prop to stand up there with a well-rehearsed, melodramatic message. You've stolen my dreams, my childhood, your empty words. People are suffering. People are dying. Well, as I said, one of the big proponents of climate change, the great Barack Hussein Obama, the 44th president of the United States of America, and President retired Obama, is so worried about climate change and rising seas that he is embarking on purchasing a $15 million estate in Martha's Vineyard, on the water, on the shores of the Atlantic, smack dab on the water, on the ocean. If he is so concerned about rising sea levels, as he states, and that within a matter of 10 years, all Miami and coastal cities, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Cape Cod, New York City, Boston, all these coastal cities will be wiped off because of massive increasing tides, then why is he spending $15 million large if he's so worried about it? The answer? Because he knows climate change is an absolute hoax. It is nothing more than a way for an elite few to redistribute the world's wealth under the guise of climate policy. Now, I got a kick out of Vladimir Putin. He was asked several days ago, actually on Wednesday, what did he think of Greta Thunberg's speech telling in front of an energy forum? He said, I do not share the excitement. In fact, President Putin said in Moscovia, I may disappoint you, but I don't share the common excitement about the speech by Greta Thunberg. No one has explained to Greta that the modern world is complex and different, and people in Africa or in many Asian countries want to live at the same wealth level as in Sweden. Okay, now we have vodka. He goes on to say, when someone is using children and teenagers and personal interests, it only deserves to be condemned. I'm sure that Greta is a kind and very sincere girl. But adults must do everything not to bring teenagers and children into some extreme situations. And now that I have done a Vladimir Putin impression, Mr. Robert Mueller may subpoena me to talk about Russian interference, Russian collusion, Russian conspiracy. I should also add, I have had Russian dressing in less 30 days. Therefore, I am guilty as charged. So, Putin, say what you want. Do I think Putin's a thug? You damn better believe I do. But is he right about what he said about Greta Thunberg? He is totally right. Totally right. Nobody has said, hey, look, that's great that you want to go to this fossil fuel world in 10 years, but it's not realistic. And oh, by the way, I love when Greta Thunberg says, and all these other climate change kooks say, the science is clear. It is undisputable. It's solved. Over 30 years, we know that to be fact. In fact, she says, for more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. She goes on to say in her speech, we didn't want to play it, but she says that even if we cut our emissions in half in 10 years, it only gives us a 50% chance of staying below 1.5 degrees and the risk of setting off irreversible chain reactions beyond human control. Again, they come up with these cockamamie figures. 50% below. Who came up with this 1.5 degrees? Joe Bastardi, who is a well-known meteorologist, was with AccuWeather for many years, has his own firm now, has been on many programs. And he has stated, this climate change is nonsense. The temperature weather always changes in the world. It has for millions of years. Has to do with water. Has to do with sun. It has nothing to do with the fact that we're driving cars. In fact, the United States only is responsible for 15% of emissions. Why doesn't Greta go to China and India and sit on their doorstep and give the same exact speech and say, China and India, you're the two biggest polluters. You need to reduce your pollution. In fact, in the United States, because of natural gas and shale drilling and the increased use of natural gas, we have reduced. It's a cleaner fuel. We have reduced our carbon footprint. But they come up with these cockamamie figures. And then they say, oh, the science is already solved. We know that for a fact. Let me remind you that until 500 BC, what did everybody say? The earth is flat. That was generally accepted science. The earth is flat, the earth is flat, the earth is flat. And yet, when Pythagoras, around 500 BC, showed that the earth is round, based upon the moon, that the moon also must be round, observing the shape, and this is very scientific. So for those of you betas and Democrats, this may be over your head. But for those of you that are alpha males, you will get this, because I'm sure you paid attention in geometry. Pythagoras showed that the moon must be round by observing the shape of the terminator, the line between the part of the moon in light and the part of the moon in the dark as it moved through its orbital track. Pythagoras reasoned that if the moon was round, then the earth must be round as well. And after that, sometime between 500 BC and 430 BC, Anaxagoras determined the true cause of solar and lunar eclipses. And further, around 350 BC, the great Aristotle declared the earth was a sphere based upon observations he made, which constellations you could see in the sky as you traveled further and further away from the equator. And during the next 100 years after that, several other actually measured the size of the earth. They were able to come up with the size by 250 BC. But until that time, the earth is flat. So you would have these same climate change people back then saying, it solved science. Why are you even bothering trying to discover the earth is round? It's solved. That's what they're doing today. If anybody questions them, nope, it's already solved. Forget it. Don't even bother. It's solved. You are barking up the wrong tree. We know this for fact. And yet, time and time again, we have seen lie after lie over the last 40, 50 years, saying that by 1980, we're going to be melting down. Ice caps are all going to be gone. By 1985, we're going to have massive flooding on the coasts. And then they came back. Al Gore said, by 2010 or 2015, if we don't do this, we're going to have massive, massive amounts of change that are irreversible. Well, 2015 came and went. Gee, no problem. We're still all here. These cities are all still above water. Go figure. But this is the problem that we're seeing. And to use this girl, a 16-year-old girl who has numerous mental issues. She's got Asperger's syndrome. She's autistic. She's got ADHD. But to crank her out in front of public eye and do this with her parents or some other group, whatever group is pushing her, is unconscionable. They're using her as a prop. And when they're done with her, they'll discard her in a nanosecond. Guaranteed. They'll find someone else. When all of a sudden she's not that cute little girl anymore, she's 18, 20, she's an adult, we need to find someone else. Thanks, Greta. You're out. Kick her to the curb. That's exactly what will happen. And I got a kick out of Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio has ripped President Trump. and other world leaders for their positions on climate change, accusing them of denying the very science of this climate catastrophe. What did I just tell you? When all of a sudden you try to bring up scientific studies and have a rational debate, what's the first thing they say? Nope, I can't even argue with you. You're a climate change denier. We don't even want you on these cable networks, on the Clown News Network, CNN, and BSNBC. You see some of these on-air presenters saying, nope, we can't even have you on because you're a denier. You're not accepting science. They can't even have, when you can't engage in a rational debate, in a rational argument with someone, I know if my facts are true, I have no problem debating anyone, anytime, anywhere, because you use fact. Why is it that we'll see the climate change kooks never want to engage in debate, either on broadcast media, on cable television, in the public? Why? Because they know they don't have the science to back it up.
He's a liar!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner. Because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Be the case, or yes, that is correct. Notice there is no peer-reviewed type things. And now it's proven. We've seen documents from various supposed climate change meteorological experts and professors that they basically lied and altered their data to make it fit their narrative. We've seen that over and over. So DiCaprio says a carbon-neutral future is the only way we'll inherit a planet capable of sustaining life on Earth as we know it. Now, here's typical. Do as I say, not as I do. When the Sony email document dump was exposed about 2-3 years ago, part of Leonardo DiCaprio's negotiation with the studio was that he needed a Gulfstream to take him back and forth across the country while shooting some sort of movie over whatever it was, a 2-3 month period. In fact, there were times he went from New York to Vegas to make a speech for 2 hours and flew back. He was the only one on the airplane, or he and his mother, or somebody else was on the airplane. Now, if you're so concerned, Leonardo, about climate change and carbon emissions, why didn't you take commercial? Take commercial like everyone else. No, because, again, do as I say, not as I do. And now we're actually seeing that in Europe, because of Greta Thunberg, there's flight shaming going on. And in many parts of Europe, people are taking less air travel and are taking the bus or the train because they're saying they're trying to help reduce the carbon footprint. This is the next thing we're going to see. Okay, can't drink out of a plastic straw, can't have a plastic bag, can't grill steak, that's bad. Oh, and by the way, now if you travel by air, you are a climate change polluter. You are responsible for increasing carbon. But if they travel by air, well, we bought carbon offsets, so we're going to plant trees and we're okay. Spare me the hyperbole bull nonsense. Screw that. The climate change fairy tale is being exposed. That's the reality. It is nothing more than, number one, brainwashing the nation and world's youth, thinking weather's going to kill them. And we know from what UN officials have said, climate change has nothing to do with climate policy. When they talk about climate change and climate policy, it's all about, period, using climate policy to do that. That's all it is. The Al Gores, the Leonardo DiCaprios, all these other clowns and yahoos that are saying, oh, we need to do something about climate change, they're still going to travel in their private aircraft. They're still going to travel in their fleet of SUVs. They will still live in mega mansions. They will still burn fossil fuel. But you and I, we can't live that way. It's okay for them, but not okay for us. Think again. It's fine for us. I am happy to spew as much carbon into the planet as I possibly can. We'll have the National Cigar Litation. And by the way, when I use my litation device, there's going to be carbon going into the atmosphere. Good. The National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony as we start celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest this October.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Day.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club features absolutely spectacular cigars. We've had amazing selections over the last 15 years. This year, we had the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Age Sampler. We had the Plasencia Alma del Campo, the Aganorsa Leaf Sampler. We had the Platinum Nova Super Premium Sampler. And for October, we're featuring the A.J. Fernandez Sampler, three great cigars from one of Nicaragua's fantastic cigar manufacturers. The A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano, nice small little cigar, and A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. If you like Maduro cigars, you will love this Connecticut Broadleaf Raft Maduro, medium-bodied flavor. And the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano, using an incredible, tasty Brazilian Habano wrapper, very, very rare. If you're not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com right now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars shipped to you. That's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com and join.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
We celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest the entire month of October with cigars and great beers. I've pulled out a great beer selection to pair with my cigar today. We wrap it up the end of October with a giant beer tasting, and I'll have many beers between now and then. But first, I pulled out a very special cigar, limited edition cigar, the Rocky Patel ALR, the Aged Limited Rare Second Edition. Beautiful medium-bodied cigar, Mexican San Andreas Marone wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, and Nicaraguan Esteli and Nicaraguan Jalapa fillers. Three sizes, a Robusto, a Gordo, which is 6x60, and the Toro, 6.5x52, which I've just pulled out. Suggested retail between $13 and $15, only 120,000 made. The blend was made by Rocky in 2016. They laid it down for 2+ years. Very smooth cigar. Medium-bodied, nice hints of espresso, little graham cracker, and even cocoa. Very nice cigar. They are in retailers' shelves and stores now, but when they're gone, they are gone.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine, and I'm also going to pull out my litation device since we're tight on time. I've got my Mala Make America Litate again. Great flames come out. That's what I will use. And I will go throttle up here. Let me cut the end of this cigar, and I will toast the foot of it. And as I do, I will take my time. I'm going to puff and rotate. Sergeant Steve, hit the libation liner, please.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer.
Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Fantastic. My Rocky Patel ALR is lit. And now I've got from Blue Moon Brewery the Harvest Pumpkin Wheat. Let me open that. Yes. Food with real pumpkin. Nice harvest spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, allspice. It is a Harvest Pumpkin Wheat. Low on the IBU scale, 16, not very bitter. The wheat softens it up, 5.7% alcohol by volume. It is available from August until the end of this month. Let me take a sip. Made out in Colorado, people don't realize. Blue Moon owned by Molson Coors. Very pleasant. Take a puff of my Rocky Patel ALR. And we officially have Cigar Oktoberfest underway. Much more Alpha Male pleasure maneuvers and conversational maneuvers coming your way. Hour two, next.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual Black and White Boondocker Ball. Dinner and dance and costume contests, Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
Negotiator says the talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broken down, blaming it on the U.S. for not discarding its old stance and attitude. The State Department maintains the North's comments do not reflect the content or the spirit of the talks that took place in Stockholm Saturday. Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and North Korea have been static since the February breakdown of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Four men are dead, another in critical condition, after they were brutally beaten with a large metal object while they slept this morning on the streets of Chinatown in New York City. Chief of Manhattan South Detectives Michael Baldassano said the attacks were random, except for the fact that all the men were homeless.
The motive appears to be, right now, just random attacks. It doesn't seem that no one was targeted by race, age, anything of that nature.
The suspect, a 24-year-old man, also said to be homeless. He was arrested after a fifth victim, who's in critical condition, was able to give cops a description of the attacker. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says questions about the propriety of President Trump's call to the president of Ukraine is just a silly gotcha game.
Look, I was on the phone call. I'm on almost every phone call with the president, with every world leader. The president has every right to have these set of conversations.
Meanwhile, the president continues to burn over the impeachment inquiry into his conduct after Democrats subpoenaed the White House about contacts with Ukraine, the president signaling that his administration would not cooperate. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A Kansas woman going to jail for more than 19 years in the death of her 2-year-old son after he just refused to eat a hot dog.
Elizabeth Wolheater of Wichita was sentenced Friday for the May 2018 death of Anthony Bunn. The Wichita Eagle reports that the 24-year-old Wolheater pleaded guilty in August to second-degree murder and 2 counts of child abuse. She was sentenced to 19 years and 5 months. The boy died 2 days after he was beaten unconscious. Wolheater said she hit the boy for not eating the hot dog, and then heard her boyfriend hitting him some more. Patrick Frost reporting.
A federal judge upheld Massachusetts' 4-month ban on the sale of vaping products, at least for now, the judge denying the vaping industry's request for a temporary reprieve from the ban while their legal challenge plays out in a Boston federal court. Check out more breaking news. Read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. The Coast Guard loosening its policy on tattoos.
The Virginian Pilot reports the change announced Thursday is intended to help boost recruiting and comes after other branches of the military have moved to allow more tattoos. The Coast Guard currently doesn't limit the number of tattoos but restricts where on the body they can be. The new rules will allow a single tattoo on each hand with certain restrictions. They'll also allow a tattoo on a single finger on each hand, excluding thumbs, as well as chest tattoos, as long as they don't go past the collar of a dress uniform crew neck T-shirt. Keith Peters reporting.
The federal government opening up 725,000 acres in central California for oil and gas drilling. It's land that's been off limits since 2013. The plots are mostly in the Central Valley, but also include parts of the Central Coast. However, additional approval is going to be required before any new drilling takes place. More details and these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
As I thoroughly enjoy my Rocky Patel ALR Age Limited Rare Second Edition. Very nice, medium-bodied, very nice flavor. Very pleasant. And to celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest, we broke open a can of Blue Moon Harvest Pumpkin Wheat. I love these pumpkin-type beers this time of year. It's very autumn, very fall-like. The wheat makes it very, very smooth. Not a lot of bitterness. Only 16 on the IBU scale. You're talking about an ale or an IPA, India Pale Ale. You're talking about IBUs in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. This is very smooth, very, very nice. Beautiful notes of wheat, pumpkin, cinnamon, clove. Perfect coupling with my cigar. Fantastic. Interesting story behind Blue Moon. Everybody thinks they're a boutique brewery, and certainly Blue Moon would like people to think that. Actually, it's owned by Molson Coors. The story of Blue Moon began at the Sandlot Brewery at Coors Field in Denver during the 1995 baseball season. One of the brewmasters, actually the brewmaster at the brewery, that Sandlot Brewery, owned by Coors, Molson Coors, created a wheat-style beer. He wanted something a little bit different, a little bit lighter, nice summery beer. He was very inspired by Belgian-type styles, which use wheat. So he came around, created this new beer with a kind of a wheat ale, and he said, a beer like this only comes around once in a blue moon, and thus Blue Moon Belgian White Belgian-style wheat ale was born. It is owned by Molson Coors, Coors Molson, whatever it is, Coors Miller, whatever they call themselves now, all these mergers. So a lot of people think that it is a craft brewer when really it is not. In fact, there have been lawsuits from people saying that Blue Moon claims to be a part of, you know, a small craft brewer when essentially they're part of Miller Coors, which is one of the world's largest brewers. But the reality is people now know that it's technically part of Miller Coors, but they try to operate it separately, but with many of the same distributors. And they primarily brew these Belgian white-style ales. So when you look at some of their other beers, they've got some interesting twists to a wheat ale. So let's take a look at some of those beers. They've got the Agave Blonde Ale, which is very unique. The Blue Moon Belgian White, obviously their bread and butter. They've got a Mango Wheat, very refreshing beer, only 19 on the IBU scale. And a little bit of mango with a hint of honey. So that's very, very interesting. And they come out with various seasonals as well. But right now what is available is the Blue Moon Belgian Wheat, or Belgian White, the Harvest Pumpkin Wheat. They have an Iced Coffee Blonde. Now this is an interesting concept. It is a blonde-colored wheat ale with bright coffee aroma and mild malt sweetness. Balanced taste, clean finish, only 12 on the IBU scale. Available now until February. It's going to be a limited type of release. So if you see it at one of your beer stores, pick one up. iced coffee blonde. There's no coffee in it per se, but it does have some interesting coffee aromas. But I will tell you, this Harvest Pumpkin Wheat, very, very nice. All right, last hour, spent a lot of time talking about that Greta Thunberg, 16-year-old who's being trotted out to make the case for climate change, that dramatic speech at a UN conference. Shame on you adults. You're killing us. We will not ever forgive you. I mean, going on and on and on. Well, talking about the brainwashing that has gone on and this climate change paranoia and climate change hype that's gone on to show the craziness that has now culminated in, perfect example, several days ago, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, Alpha Oscar Charlie, held a town hall meeting in her district. And I want you to hear what one of the wackadoodles had to say about climate change, the massive crisis, and what needs to be done now to solve the climate change crisis.
We're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think the next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're a pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the New Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give
the babies.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead. Okay. No, we'll go ahead. It's so no.
Now, the mere fact that Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, couldn't say, okay, you're getting a little bit too melodramatic. The Earth is going to be here in 2 months. Your eating baby proposal is way off the deep end. Instead, she's like, okay, let's talk about it. Please, these are the nutcases, these wackadoodles we're dealing with now. And she says, we've got to eat the babies. Eat the babies. My question is, I was going to grill a steak tonight, but would the climate change people have a problem if I eat the baby, but I grill it on my grill first? Of course, I'm just kidding. I would never eat a baby. But this is the hysteria. This is the absolute craziness. These cockamamie ideas that have been spread when you brainwash people saying, the Earth is going to end. First they say 12 years, then 10 years. Now this nutcase, wackadoodle, 2 months. We've got to eat the babies. I love what she says. Even if we bomb Russia, we still have to eat the babies. This is the craziness. Sergeant Steve, hit that one more time. And listen to this, how nutty this is.
We're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're a pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the New Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you.
We need to eat the babies. We need to eat the babies. It's a big problem. How about we just eat the Democrats? How about that? That would solve the problem. Oh, I know people are going to say, the general just espoused eating the Democrats. No, that's as kooky as this nutcase saying, this wackadoodle, we need to eat the babies. Bob Russia, eat the babies. The Earth is going to be here in 2 months, in 2 years, in 10 years, in 20 years. It's going to be here.
This is nothing more than total junk science bunk that all these climate change alarmists are feeding everyone. We're gone in 10 years. In 10 years, the Earth's still going to be here. Then they'll come up with some other cockamamie idea or cockamamie reason. But the mere fact that AOC couldn't say, sweetheart, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You're a nutcase. Sit down. Shut up. You're a whack job. Get out. That she almost acquiesces to this woman saying, okay, yeah, yeah, we'll listen to you. Sorry, these are the nutcases we are now producing. Why? Goes right back to my initial statement, my initial hypothesis. A generation of youth, starting in grade school, middle school, high school, and college, are being brainwashed. And some very uninformed and intellectually lacking adults are falling for the same brainwashing. Earth's going to be gone. The cities on the coast are all going to be underwater. We need to do something now. They're all depressed. If we don't do anything, we're going to be, our generation, you're killing our generation. We'll never forgive you. Please, enough is enough. Kills the babies. Ay, ay, ay. Talk about Meshuggah. Total whack job to the nth degree. World of Cigars, Scandinavian Tobacco Group, is acquiring Royal Agio Cigars. Now, this one came out of nowhere. I've got to tell you that when I initially saw this, very surprised, because Royal Agio Cigars, which is based in the Netherlands, the Winterman family, they have spent a good amount of money on their Dominican Republic factory. They brought out the Balmoral brands, which have been just exceptional. I mean, the Balmoral, we featured them, two of the Balmoral XO series, in our officers club. Most recently, the Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut. And I have to tell you that the Balmoral cigars that are being produced out of their San Pedro de Macoras factory in the Dominican Republic, exceptional, absolutely spectacular. Their blends are beautiful. They're properly aged. They use incredible tobaccos from the Añejo XO that they launched about 3 years ago. Then they launched the XO Oscuro, then the XO Connecticut this year, the XO Nicaragua. My fear is that Scandinavian Tobacco, which owns General Cigar, is going to take the Balmoral brand. I hope it doesn't die, because it is a fantastic brand that the people at Balmoral and at Agio have done a great job with. But Royal Agio, the leading European cigar company, founded in 1904, primarily machine-made brands and dried cigars, but they're handmade brands of Balmoral and San Pedro de Macoras, made down in the Dominican Republic. Very, very good. They've got 3,200 full-time employees. Cigars are sold around the world. 2018, they reported annual net sales of about $155 million with an EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, of about $22 million. And Boris Wintermans, the CEO of Royal Agio Cigars, I think he's fourth generation, something along there, those lines, said it was not an easy decision. They have a wonderful company, highly committed employees, loyal business partners. But the combination of the two companies will be in a better position to deal with the financial consequences of ever-increasing legislation and regulations. So they're going to have to get approvals from European governmental officials and bodies. Same thing in the United States for antitrust. That probably will go through. And General Cigar, which is part of Scandinavian Tobacco, and by the way, they bought the company for about 35 million U.S. dollars, 210 million euro. General Cigar, which makes Macanudo and Partagas and CAO, the big acquisition for them. There's no question about it. The Balmoral Premium Cigars have been an excellent, excellent boutique cigar. We'll see if they continue to support that cigar and grow the line. I hope they do, but I have a feeling they may close that factory, because General Cigar already has a huge factory in Santiago, República Dominicana. And it's, to a degree, it is really a shame we're seeing so much consolidation. I don't like seeing all this consolidation, because we're losing these family-owned companies. We're getting bigger conglomerates that are purchasing these cigar companies. We're missing the personal touch. So to me, when I see cigar
companies that are still family-owned, the Rocky Patels, the Arturo Fuentes, the Padrones, the Perdomos, the J.C. Newmans. That, to me, I think is emblematic of this industry because it is not big tobacco. It is primarily family-owned companies. Now, there are some larger companies. Certainly, when you look at Altadis and you look at General Cigar, part of larger companies, there's no question. By the way, speaking of Altadis, I hear that there will be an announcement on the sale of the Altadis unit from Imperial Tobacco, the parent company of Altadis that owns Altadis USA and the international division of Altadis and 50% of Habanos, the Cuban cigar manufacturer. I hear there may be an announcement in the next 3-4 weeks. Rumors are, don't have this confirmed, that there is a European group and several Chinese groups. So we will keep a very close eye on that. And speaking of Imperial Tobacco, their CEO has just announced that she is resigning. In fact, let me make sure I have her correct name. Wait a minute. I know it's Allison. I keep forgetting her last name. Wait a minute. Imperial Tobacco. I want to get this correct. Imperial Tobacco CEO, Allison Cooper. No relation, I think, to Alice Cooper. But Allison Cooper, who I have to tell you, weak. Weak from the start. Never should have been put in that position 10 years ago. Very, very weak. Just not emblematic of a good CEO. And, in fact, just take a look at their stock price, and you will see exactly what has happened. Not necessarily the cigar end of things, but their vaping end, their cigarette they purchased. They purchased a number of brands. Their stock price in the tank, and she's going to leave after a transition and once they find somebody. So very interesting on that.
The enemies of pleasure are on the attack. The assault is underway. They're after your cigars, sodas, snacks, coffee, meat, and the alpha male way of life. Stand by as the general has our marching orders.
Well, we've seen an increase in the vaping industry being under attack, and maybe rightly so. I do not talk about vaping. I've never used vape, have zero interest. I believe that for those people that want to get off cigarettes, I know some people that are cigarette smokers. They have told me that it has been an effective tool for them to wean off of cigarettes and eventually quit. So from that perspective, if that gets people off of cigarettes, that's a good thing. Now, when we see vaping used by teenagers, by the way, how do they buy all this stuff if they supposedly have to be 18 or 21 in many states to purchase this? That I have no idea. But we're seeing these kids using vape. Everybody, I love the enemies of pleasure. Kids are smoking cigars. You never see kids smoking cigars. Ever. Ever. Cigarettes, yes. Vaping, rampant, all over the place. And now what they're finding is it may not be these flavored freight or whatever they call them, these flavored vape juices they put in or canisters, whatever they use. I'm not familiar with vaping, have never seen one. I've seen one, but I've never used it, have zero interest, never smoked a cigarette, cigars and cigarettes, and vaping totally different. But now what they're finding is, number one, we're seeing a rampant number of kids that are smoking or that are vaping using these fruit flavors and Cocoa Crisp and graham cracker, you name it, all these different flavors. But now they're saying people are using THC pods in many of these, and that's where these lung issues may be the root cause of. I have no idea. I don't vape, have zero interest. I don't talk about vaping. I could care less about the vaping industry. However, the cigar industry is getting dragged into the vaping nonsense. There are two bills that have been introduced by Congress. First, in the Senate, Senator Dick Durbin, I'd call him Royal Dick Durbin, Taxocrat, Illinois, introduced the Tobacco Tax Equity Act of 2019, along with Taxocrat Senators Sherrod Brown, Ed Markey, Blumenthal, Reed, Hirono, Nutcase, Wyden, Murray, and Merkley. Well, what a bunch of winners that group is. Whew. And then apparently on the House side, there was a bill that was introduced by Congressman Tom Suozzi, Taxocrat of Long Island, Queens, introducing the Quell Underage Inhaling of Toxic Substances Act, QUITS, alongside Representatives Peter King, he's a Republican, Steve Cohen, Jimmy Panetta, Raja Krishnamurthy, and David Sicklene. Now, in both of these instances, they're trying to go after vaping. But what they're doing is they're bringing in cigars directly and indirectly. The bill would replace the current tax with a new tax based on weight rather than value. It would end up costing much more for those of us that enjoy cigars. The new large tax rate would be $49.56 per pound and a proportional tax rate on all fractional parts of a pound. Essentially, what these both of these bills would do, not only would they increase the tax on vaping products, on pipe tobacco, but it would also increase the tax on cigars. Estimations are it would triple the current federal tax on cigars. Again, cigars have nothing to do with vaping. In no way, shape, or form are cigars lumped with vaping. Kids do not walk into premium cigar stores and purchase $7, $8, $10, $20 cigars. It does not happen. Vaping is rampant. It's all over the place. You never see kids smoking cigars, even mass market cigars that are underage, outside of school buildings or in parks. Vaping, all over the place. So what these senators and congressmen are doing is throwing the baby in with the bathwater. So essentially they're throwing the cigar industry along with vaping and the cigarette industry. And as well, I should say, pipe tobacco is going to get nailed too. Now, pipe tobacco tax went through the roof. Huge. And those people that smoke pipes, that's a very small number of people, a very different type of person than a, you know, more professorial type rather than somebody that smokes a cigar. But we're getting screwed. Those of us that enjoy cigars, if you happen to smoke pipes or know people that do, they're getting screwed too. They're lumping us in with vaping. It is wrong. Cigars are not vaping products. Not marketed to kids, not used by kids. People aren't putting THC in cigars and premium cigars, and they certainly are not being bought by underage youth. You got a problem with vaping? Great, go after that industry. But don't lump in cigars. Enough is enough.
October selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is an A.J. Fernandez sampler, including the Enclave Broadleaf. This cigar features a dark Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro wrapper, creating a medium-bodied smoke with hints of espresso, pepper, and chocolate. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
What
Christian Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. This is Ed McMahon. Yes! This is Ed McMahon along with Doc Severinsen and the NBC Orchestra inviting you to join Johnny and his guests, Don Rickles, Angie Dickinson, and Burt Reynolds. And now, here's Johnny! The great Tonight Show. Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon. You heard that theme at 11:30 after the local NBC newscast, and you knew you were in for some great entertainment. Well, Sirius XM announced that as of October 1st, several days ago, five days ago, the launch of the Johnny Carson Channel, a month-long special programming, will air on the channel, Channel 105 on Sirius XM. It'll feature the top hand-picked episodes of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. So now when you go in your car, Channel 105, or on your mobile app, the Sirius XM, which I have as well, you can listen to great editions of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. And I will tell you, as a kid, I loved watching The Tonight Show. Why? Because it was funny. To this day, I don't know if Johnny Carson is a Republican, Democrat, or Independent. Why? Because his comedy didn't show any sign of political bias. And even when he did go after, whether it was a current president or a senator or whomever,
He basically played it down the middle. It was funny, but it was not mean-spirited. And it was interesting because I watched an interview that he did on 60 Minutes a while back, and apparently there was a Speaker of the House, I think it was, or one of the House leaders, Wilbur Mills. You'll remember he was caught. Big scandal, not with his wife, with the member of his harem named Fanny Fox, who was a former or current stripper at the time. And he was drunk, and it was a big to-do. And he made some jokes about it. And then he found out that apparently Wilbur Mills had an alcohol problem and was seeking treatment for it. And Johnny laid off the jokes. And his staff said, hey, we can do these jokes. And he said, nope, I'm going to lay off on it. Because he said the guy had an issue, and I don't want to exploit that. So we are seeing a totally different type of late-night show host today. None of the three shows, whether it's Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, or Stephen Colbert, are funny. I don't watch them. I have zero interest in watching them. They are blatantly political to one side. They're absolute liberals. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's fine. You can have any political leaning you want. But when you're alienating a huge amount of people at that hour, it makes no sense. That was the brilliance, the genius of Johnny Carson. You didn't know what his politics were. We didn't care. He was funny. He knew what his job was. He said, my job is to entertain for 90 minutes, and then it was an hour. Back those 90-minute shows were great. They would go on, and nice conversation. It was almost like you were in the living room, like you wanted to just light up a cigar, have a cocktail. It's like you were in the living room with Johnny Carson and his guests because you didn't have the time constraints. When you had 90 minutes, you could go. Then he backed it down to 60 minutes, and the show was still great. Monologues were great. You know, Johnny was an interesting character. He definitely had personality issues, personality flaws, but nobody did that better. Nobody entertained America at that time better. His sense of timing, the guests that he brought in, and he made a lot of comedians. Don Rickles would say, hey, I was, you know, big, but Carson really, really had having me on his show, that was, you know, a big game changer. Jerry Seinfeld said that. Drew Carey. You had Joan Rivers. So he had many comedians that were on The Tonight Show. So I cannot wait. I just found out about this. I am going to listen to Channel 105 and listen to the Johnny Carson Channel. I did not know that. May the fleas of your camels piss in your cup of soup. Yes! Oh, great one, Johnny Carson. The great Carnac. Think of all the great skits that he had. Just incredible. Love the great Carnac. And there was another character that he did that was also pretty funny. Yeah, a whole bunch of them. Now, I should say that The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson, I still watch on YouTube. I have got every Don Rickles appearance that he made on there, got every single one of them bookmarked in a special folder because I could watch them over. And I do. I watch them over and over, and I still laugh my ass off. It's that funny. And if you try to watch any of the late-night shows today, they are just not funny. I really believe if a comedian or a host emulated The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, that had the entertainment, that just had Johnny's impeccable sense of timing, knowing when to let the guest do his or her thing and play it down the middle, I think that show would win over any of these three very mediocre and weak shows in a heartbeat. All right, some birthdays I got to get to. First up today, very big birthday for one of my two German Shepherds, one of my canines, Sultan. Pendragon's Royal Sultan is 14 today. He is hanging in there, has a tough time getting up and walking, doesn't go out as much, and kind of trudges along, but he's still mentally with it. Great dog, very loyal, and very happy birthday to my loyal companion for 14 years, Pendragon's Royal Sultan. And when you're with a dog that long, look, even with your dog for a few years, you develop a bond, but 14 years, you get a very, very close bond. And I have that bond also with my younger German Shepherd puppy, Baron, who is 18 months old, and he absolutely worships Sultan, knows that Sultan is the alpha, very deferential to Sultan. And it was great because Sultan really kind of taught him how to be a good patroller, how to act, just various cues that Baron picked up from Sultan. So a very happy birthday to Pendragon's Royal Sultan, his father, Big Baron, as we call him, lived until 14, and we hope that Sultan is with us for a lot longer. So happy birthday, Sultan, a fantastic dog, a very loyal canine, and just a great companion. And if you have a dog, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Happy birthday on Monday to Captain Paul in the Western New York Theater of Operations, and Sergeant Steve, a happy birthday to you next Thursday. You got a birthday coming up, and I'm sure that Mrs. Sergeant Steve is going to be at your beck and call all day, whining and dining you and doing whatever needs to be done at any time, and your wish is her command.
She's like that way 365.
That's good. So clearly you must have gotten – actually, I have a story that I'll get to. A woman – I'll get to this next week. A woman quit her job to spoil her husband like a 1950s housewife. So Mrs. Sergeant Steve, Anna, has already gotten the memo.
Yes, she has.
Okay. Is she going to confirm that when we have her on?
Absolutely, she will.
Okay, good. Just checking on that. Just checking. That's good. Well, happy birthday to you next Thursday, Captain Paul Monday, and a happy birthday to Sultan, my loyal German Shepherd companion for 14 years. Got him. I met him when he was, 10 days old, and saw him at 3 weeks and 4 weeks, and then brought him home at 8 weeks, and he's been with me ever since. A fantastic dog. So happy birthday, Sultan, and we're going to post some pictures of him throughout the years. All right. Let's talk about the enemies of pleasure. As you know, as we enjoy the alpha male lifestyle, alpha male pleasure maneuvers consist of enjoying cigars, great libations. We love our grilling. We love our delicacies. We love great meats, ribs, and chicken, and steaks. We enjoy travel. We enjoy our dames. We work hard. We want to play hard. Enemies of pleasure be damned. We are not going to be told how we're going to live our lives. We're educated. We're successful in whatever our chosen endeavor is. We're sophisticated. We are refined. We have ample amounts of class. We make our own decisions. We're not swayed. We're not wussified betas. We don't get swayed by if somebody says, oh, you are contributing to global warming and climate change by firing up your grill. We could give a damn. We don't care. We're going to still enjoy it. Now, for many, many years, we have heard the healthcare, you know, we've heard the military-industrial complex. We've got the health and nutritional complex where they've told us, don't eat meat. Adopt a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle. Don't eat meat. Stay away from meat. Stay away from fish. Stay away from eggs. Don't have milk. Stay away from all that stuff. They said to us many years ago, butter is terrible. Butter is loaded with fat. Go with margarine. It's much healthier for you. And they espouse this, the FDA, the government, nutritionists, the medical societies, they all espouse, get rid of butter. Butter's terrible. Butter's made with milk, and there's fat in it. Margarine, much better. Margarine, a man-made product, loaded with chemicals, and loaded with hydrogenated fats, trans fats. And what did they discover after many years? That trans fats and hydrogenated fats are bad for you. Clogs up your arteries. All these people used to use butter and milk for many years. My grandmother cooked in butter all the time. She used vegetable oil, olive oil. She used butter, real eggs, made whole foods, had meat, but there were no chemicals. There was no processed foods. My grandfather enjoyed 6-7 cigars a day, enjoyed a little Crown Royal every day, lived till 85. My grandmother, 98 and a half, with it mentally until the last 3 months or so. They didn't have fax machines. They didn't sit in traffic. They didn't have processed food. When you went to the grocery store, you bought raw ingredients. And I remember my grandmother, I'd come over on Saturdays. My father would drop me off. She said, would you like hot dogs today or do you want potato pancakes? And I'd say, Nanny Ida, I want potato pancakes. She didn't take it out of a box and start mixing it and put water and eggs. She got the potatoes out, got the grater and started grating it, and put in the eggs, and fried it in oil. And they were delicious. Crispy. I can taste them. Fluffy. I can taste them right now. My father would walk in later in the afternoon and said, oh, I know what David had for lunch. I can smell the potato pancakes. Delicious. She made the best potato pancakes. But again, no chemical ingredients, nothing out of a box. You know, it happened during the hurricane scare that we had when we were preparing about 3 weeks ago. I went to the supermarket and I stocked up on some canned soups because I figured, okay, if we lose power, I still have a gas grill. I've got a gas cooktop. No problem. I started to look at the ingredients at some of these soups, like Progresso. I looked at some of the ingredients, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing, like silver dioxide and some of these ingredients. And I'm looking at this saying, what on earth are they doing? They're putting all this garbage in here. Then I went online to read what these chemicals are, and they're like, hey, in Europe they ban these, but they're still allowed in small amounts. Why do they even have that? So when we look at food, natural is always better. We were put on this planet. We're carnivores. We hunted our meat. We hunted the chickens. We hunted whatever we ate, just like the old cavemen. And we brought that to the cave, and the little woman, the Mrs. Cavewoman, took care of.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
There's something to be said about longevity in the service industry. And in the business of solar, one company comes to mind. Powerhouse Solar, serving Reading and the North State since 2003. At Powerhouse Solar, we're experts in solar power systems, off-grid, and hybrid systems. If you've been considering solar for your home, your pool, an off-grid, or hybrid system, there's only one name to remember. Powerhouse. Powerhouse Solar. In Reading, call 275-5600. And see more at powerhousesolar.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
An international collaboration of researchers, they produced a series of analyses that concluded that those statements, to stay away from meat, is not backed by good scientific evidence. Researchers concluded that the evidence, the advantages may be so faint that they can be discerned only when looking at large populations, not sufficient to tell individuals to change their meat-eating habits. Bradley Johnson, an epidemiologist, leader of the group publishing the study in the Annals of Internal Medicine, said the certainty of evidence for these risk reductions was low to very low. But now all of a sudden, the same old health industrial complex, the American Heart Association, the American Cancer Society, the Harvard School of Public Health, all these other groups, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, who, by the way, advocates a plant-based diet. There's nothing about them involved with physicians or responsible medicine. They are all now filing a petition against the journal, the Annals of Internal Medicine, with the FTC, saying the research is flawed. So what happens? What happens when all of a sudden the long-held myth that you've been espousing to people, go to a vegan diet, eat less red meat, eliminate red meat, you've said it for 30 years, meat's bad, terrible, get away from meat. Now, all of a sudden, a study that has come out using science and says there is no correlation. It doesn't show. We can't find a study. It doesn't show that eating meat is necessarily bad for you. We can't say it's good for you, but we can't say it's bad for you. So what do? Instead of saying, well, we're going to come up with our own studies and we're going to refute it, they go to the government, the FTC. Dr. Frank Sachs, the past chair of the American Heart Association's Nutrition Committee called the research flawed. So now they're saying we're going to file a complaint with the FTC. Why? Because everything they've espoused, go eat a vegan lifestyle, get rid, don't eat eggs, don't eat butter, don't eat meat. It's the health industrial complex. Everything that they have told us is wrong. It is not true. So now all of a sudden, they have to come out, just like these climate change kooks, saying, oh, nope, you can't even debate it. You're wrong. Nope, you don't know what you're talking about. Your studies over the, they're all wrong. Again, these are the same people that said, get rid of butter, eat margarine. It's healthier for you. The only thing margarine did was increase the number of blocked arteries and coronary vascular disease cases in the United States. Now, all of a sudden, you don't see them espousing it anymore, do you? You don't see that anymore. Again, never believe everything the health industrial complex has to say. They always have an angle they are playing. All I can tell you is this. Since I cut out processed foods and sugars, I feel much better. My diet now consists of meat, fish, vegetables. If there's more than one ingredient. Now, if I make something, for example, if I'm going to make, for example, a chicken dish with healthy vegetables and your chicken, multiple vegetables, that's more than one ingredient. That's fine. But no way do I buy anything processed anymore. When I go look in the store and read the, and now they've got to put the calorie content and the ingredients. There's like for cream spinach. I happened to be at Whole Foods last week, and I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't mind a little cream spinach. What do you put in cream spinach? How about some, you know, cream, maybe a little butter and spinach? There must have been 25 to 30 ingredients, all these different chemicals I've never heard of. If you stick to wholesome food, real food, you'll be just fine. Everything in moderation. The final and concluding segment of this edition, this Cigar Oktoberfest opening edition of the Cigar Dave Show, comes your way next.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club features absolutely spectacular cigars. We've had amazing selections over the last 15 years. This year, we had the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Age Sampler. We had the Plasencia Alma del Campo, the Aganorsa Leaf Sampler. We had the Platinum Nova Super Premium Sampler. And for October, we're featuring the A.J. Fernandez Sampler. Three great cigars from one of Nicaragua's fantastic cigar manufacturers. The A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano, nice small little cigar. And A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. If you like Maduro cigars, you will love this Connecticut Broadleaf Raf Maduro medium-bodied flavor. And the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano, using an incredible, tasty Brazilian Habano wrapper. Very, very rare. If you're not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com right now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars shipped to you. That's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com and join.
Hi, I'm Rocky Patel. After 15 years of hard work, I'd like to introduce you to the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary Cigar made at our factory in Esteli, Nicaragua. This cigar showcases a beautiful, oily Habano wrapper from Ecuador. Fillers from Esteli, Jalapa, and Condega make up a rich, complex, spicy taste with a lot of full flavor. The Decade, another one of our masterpieces. Made in Honduras, beautiful Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper with secret fillers. It received a 95 rating, one of the highest rated cigars ever in Cigar Aficionado. This medium to full body cigar is rich, complex, yet elegant and well balanced. 15 years ago, they thought we'd never make it in the business. 10 years ago, they thought we'd never last. 5 years ago, they started paying attention. Now, we're right where we belong, in your hand. So enjoy the 15th anniversary and the decade these cigars will deliver.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes.
the general resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, remaining minute or so, want to remind you the October 2019 Officers Club selection features the A.J. Fernandez sampler. We picked three great selections from A.J., making great cigars down in Nicaragua, huge factory. The A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano. Personal favorite of A.J., those were the cigars, a small size handed out to guests staying at A.J.'s Casablanca house. At the end of the night, nice notes of spice with a wood undertone. A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. If you like a Maduro, you'll love this, featuring a dark Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro and the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano. Bright and snappy filler medley of Nicaraguan, Dominican, Honduran tobaccos. Beautiful Brazilian Habano wrapper. Only available to two manufacturers. So the A.J. Fernandez October 2019 selection goes out later this month. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, $22.95 per month gets you three fantastic cigars every month. Wishing Bernard Sanders a speedy recovery. I understand he had the stents placed at Hugo Chavez Memorial Hospital in Caracas. Great health care here in Venezuela. You should see it. It's fantastic. And finally, as always, let me say to you, may your humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. This weekend, fire up a cigar. Have a libation, a nice beer. But I don't suggest eating a baby, throwing a baby on the grill like one of AOC's supporters said. Stay away from that. Just put a steak on there. And happy birthday to my loyal German Shepherd companion, Sultan. Happy 14th.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.